USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. White House and House negotiators are back at it, trying to find a way to raise the federal debt ceiling before a possible default. And as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy continues to advocate, cut federal spending.
Spend less than we spent last year. That's not that difficult. They still want to spend more. You cannot do that.
But more Democrats are calling on President Biden to do something that's never been done before. Invoke Article 4 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. It says the validity of the public debt of the United States shall not be questioned. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, who was a professor of constitutional law, says that makes it easy.
All of those spending programs are federal laws and statutes, too. And the Constitution says the validity of the public debt shall not be questioned.
Now Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, writing on the Fox News website, is joining the call on the president to invoke the 14th Amendment. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will formally kick off his presidential campaign tonight. He'll join Elon Musk in a live audio feed on Twitter. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News he likes it.
A unique strategy, which I think is smart, to go on Twitter Spaces tonight. You're seeing Twitter itself promoting tonight's announcement.
For his part, Musk says the appearance with DeSantis is not an endorsement. The event tonight is on Twitter Spaces. Sadness around Texas on the one-year anniversary of the shootings that took 21 lives at Robb Elementary School in the tiny town of Uvalde. But there is also still lots of anger.
From the governor to the Speaker of the House, Lieutenant Governor, to the head of every single committee, they are failed legislators.
That's Manuel Rizzo, the uncle of Uvalde student Jackie Cazares. Critics say one year on, Texas has done nothing to make it harder for disturbed people to buy guns. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
That Netflix subscription you may share with friends or family now comes with some new conditions.
The streaming company began emailing customers who have been sharing their account outside of their household Tuesday about its new password policy. Subscribers are given two options: transfer a profile to a new membership or share an account with someone outside of their household for about $8 a month. Netflix noted that subscribers in the same household will still be able to stream wherever they are, including at hotels and vacation homes. I'm Skip Kelly.
Busy times in some state legislatures as lawmakers work on a number of bills, or not. South Carolina's governor says he'll sign a law passed by the legislature that bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. A filibuster by five female state senators did not stop passage. A bill that would have mandated the posting of the Ten Commandments in all public schools in Texas has failed. The state Senate approved the measure last month, but the clock ran out in the House as yesterday was the last day for Texas House members to approve bills in this session. And it's 15 days and counting for no action in the Oregon State Senate. 10 Republican and independent senators continue to stay away from the chamber, stopping the Senate from taking action on anything. And the boycotters are doing so at the peril of their careers. A new Oregon law says any lawmaker who racks up more than 10 unexcused absences may not run for re-election. Opponents plan to challenge the law, which was passed by a vote of the people. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.